Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Mitzvah ben Chana, Lufuaso, and for the Rafua of Yochevet Fega Bas, Michal Yudis Basia, in Meseches Sosher Chol Yisrael, Meseches Sukkah, and Daf Hayamid Aleph, Tosis Dibra Maschel Val Yochiach. Tosis discusses whether Mitznefes and Mikbas are the same. The mitznefes, the hat of the Kohen Gadol, the mikvahs of the Kohen Hedyot, are the same. We actually learned this Tosfos together in a different shir, and now we are going to learn the sugya, and hopefully we will ultimately explain Tosfos as well. It says in Parashas Tetzav, in this base in the Torah of Mori Rabbi Gaon HaGadol Rav Yitzchak Manzatzal, Ve'ela abogadim shmos perek of ches posgal ve'ela abogadim shoyasu choishin ve'ifu de mi'uk sonis tashbeis mitznefes ve'avnei v'asu big day kodesh la'aron achichu l'banu v'lachan. Only Rashi says, and mitznefes kim in kippas koiva, this sort of hat, shekorin kufya, shebemakom achir korelem mikbos, mutargamin and kovin. So here it's called a mitznefes, and elsewhere, and Rashi says this mitznefes is a hat, and elsewhere they're called mikbaos, which are kovain, which are hats. Mavur b'das Rashi, that mitznefes, that it says by a Kohen Gadol, and mikbaos, that it says by a Kohen Hedyot, are one and the same. Ayin Ramban, there in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, who writes that mitznefes is not mikbas, and mitznefes ain't a mikbas. Sharei omru sha mitznefes olcha shesh esrei ama, v'rei hu kemin tzeif tznif, shetzoinev bas roishoi, megalgil v'choizer u megalgil v'choizer sviv roishoi kefil al kefil. The length of the mitznefes is 16 amis, and it's like this wrapping thing. You wrap it around the head, it rolls it more and more and more, around and around, kefil al kefil. Umitznefes shel Kohen Gadol ina kuya mikbas b'shum makoyim. The mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol is never called a mikbas. Aval b'Kohen Hedyot omer hakasuv mikbois ve'afi mitznefesi. But by Kohen Hedyot, the pasuk says mikbois ve'afi mitznefes. It's also a mitznefes. Ela shekoyshel b'kol roisho umalak falim olav ke'en mikbas shu koyva k'divrei unkulus. Ki mikbas kemo mikbas, ela sha mikbas kemo mitznefes, ve'lekach es kiru chachamim tadir b'kohen gadol ve'hedyot hamitznefes b'toras kohanim. Uv'seches yuma amru kohen gadol mishamish b'shmoyne kelim ve'hedyot b'arba b'ksoynes mitznefes ve'avnei d'mos lev kohen gadol choishen ve'efoy u'mi'il v'tzitz. In other words, das Rashi is that since the Kohen Hedyot's hat is called a mitznefes, and that's what the Ramban brings over here, the Ramban quotes the Gemara Meseches Yuma that says that a Kohen Gadol is mishamish with four begadim, with eight begadim, and one of them is a Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol is mishamish b'shmoyne kelim, and a Hedyot b'arba, and one of the kelim of the hedyot is called a mitznefes. And then a Kohen Gadol has four more. So you see that the Kohen Hedyot, it's a Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Aleph, Mishnah. So you see that the Kohen Hedyot, his hat is called a mitznefes, and the targum of that is a koiva. So it must be that that's the same for a Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol also, it's obviously called a mitznefes, and that's the same that the Kohen Hedyot wears. You see in the Gemara that a mitznefes, that the Kohen Hedyot's mikbas is called a mitznefes. So Rashi holds it's one and the same. The Ramban holds that both of them he would wrap around his head. Just by a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyot, he would the Kohen Hedyot with his mikbas, it was a hat, so it would actually cover the center of his head as well. That's when it comes to a Kohen Hedyot. But when a Masha'in came, the Kohen Gadol, it would just be wrapped around, but it wouldn't cover the center of his head. Hamitznefet would be kricha misaviv. It would be wrapped around, but not b'merkaz harosh. That's shitas haramban. Whereas the kova would also cover the middle of his head. And that's the difference. So according to Rashi, mitznefes and mikbas are one and the same. And according to the Ramban, the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol goes round and round, whereas the mikbas covers the center of the head. So there is a similarity, and that's why the Chachamim called the mikbas of the Kohen Hevir a mitznefes, but it's not exactly the same. And in this inyan, there's also a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. In the 8th parak of Hilchos Klei Mikdash Halacha Aleph, Das HaRambam is Kedas HaRamban, as the Kesef Mishnah notes. And the Ravid is Masig, and he says, Ein Maaseu Shel Zek, Maaseu Shel Zek, Mitznefes Oroich Harbe, V'Koyer Choysoi Krichos Harbe, Ki Krichos Ayishmaelim, Avol Maise HaMikbas Ke'en HaKoivoim Shelanu, Chadin Milamaila, V'Hein Ktsorin. So he says that the Maise of the Mitznefes is not like the Maise of the Mikbas. The Mitznefes is much longer, and he wraps it around like the Arabs do. But the Maisa Mikbas is like our hats, that they are sharp on the top. They're like narrow on the top. That's the Mikbas, according to the Ravid. So the Das HaRavid, we have to say, like Tosis is in Yuma, the Chafei Amid Alef, Yer Masl Nota, Tosis Shanim Yuma, and Alef Amid Beis, Yer Masl Mariv Zera, that this is the Gemara in Yuma, Lashon Mitznefes, Amikbas of Kohen Hedyot, is Lashon Chachomim. But in Lashon HaTorah, they are two completely different things. That's the Shita of the Ravid. The Nimsa Lefizeh, that according to Rashi, Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot's hats are one and the same. Mashenkin Ledas HaRambam VeHaRamban were on one category in the Ravid, that they are different. And there is already a machlekes about this between the riva and the ri in Tosis and Gittin Dav Zayin Omer Aleph Divar Maslub Isman Das HaRiva, that a Kohen Hedyot didn't have a tzitz and his hat was bigger, and therefore it's called a mikbas. The Kohen Gadol, it was smaller, and a mitznefes, it's called a mitznefes. And the ri brought by Tosis says that we find Lashon HaGemara that the hat of the Hedyot is called a mitznefes, and I ain't shun, but maybe they're one and the same. The Mizrahi in Parshas Tetzaveh writes that Das Rashi is like the Ri, that they're one and the same, but the other Rishonim hold like the Riva, that there is a distinction between the Mikvas and mitznefes of the Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol, respectively, but not like the Riva says, mitzad, that the Kohen's hat is going, Gadol's hat is smaller, because he has the tzitz there that takes up space. And the Kohen Hedyot's hat is bigger because he doesn't have the tzitz, but rather, it's not a matter of size, they're inherently different. Either because this is mamish on the head, like the Mikbas, like we saw in the Ramban, and the mitznefes is saviv l'rosh, or because they're different gedarim, zebigeder tsnif, zebigeder koiva, like we saw in the Ravid, that they're fundamentally different hats. There's actually a very useful website for those who use the internet called temple.org.il, Machon HaMikdosh, which is from Yerushalayim HaAtika, where I was zeche to live for about 21 years, and they have an encyclopedia they worked on for many, many years, and if you look there, you will find beautiful pictures of the various shitos regarding lots of things in the Mikdash, but particularly here, we're talking now about the Mikbas and the Mitznefes, so that's an interesting, that would be interesting to look at and to get more clarity, because a picture says 1,000 words. Wow, that's a lot of words. Now, if the Kohen Gadol is Mishane, and he wears the hat of the Kohen Hediot, or vice versa, we can say that Ladas HaRambam veHaRamban Einoi Me'akev, because they're really similar. They are both wrapped, they're just wrapped differently. Sha'akol Rak Shinui B'tzuras HaTznifa, and therefore wouldn't be Me'akev. Vayein B'Torah Shleima B'Parshas Titzave, Sham Ba'oiz Kuflamid, Shehevi Mi'Perush Rabbi Avrom ben HaRambam, that HaMikbas, Hi HaMitznefes, Ve'ein chiluk bein shteyem be'etzem, ela hachiluk hu rak b'seder halbashosam, shekoin gadol tsoinef bo kitznifa hayidua, v'koin hediot tsoinef b'derech shetia al roishoy kekoiva shel milchoma. They're really fundamentally the same. The difference is that the koin gadol wraps it like the well-known wrapping, whereas the koin hediot wraps it like a hat of war. So it's mashma that it is not a inherent difference in the beged. Just one is worn in one way and the other is worn in another way. But according to the chayvid, they are fundamentally different. This is a tsnif. And this is a koiva vayein b'me'iri b'yumadaf ayin aleph amud beis. So l'das ha'me'iri yesh ladun, that they're two different begodim. If they're fundamentally the same, then one wouldn't passel the other. But if they're wearing a Kohen Hediot, wearing a Mitznefes, and a Kohen Gadol and Mikbas, wouldn't disqualify. However, if you hold like the Chayvid, that they're inherently different, then Poisel Shel Zebra Zeh V'Shel Zebra Zeh. V'chein L'das HaRiva, who says it's a difference in size. So according to the Chayvid Yesh Ladin that there would be possible, and according to the Riva Yesh Ladin im Hevdel hu b'shiur ve'enoi me'akev, o sheshem acher hu u'me'akev. L'das HaRiva Yesh Ladin, if the difference is only the shiur and it's not me'akev, or it's a different shame of a hat and it is me'akev. Ve'ayin barashash kan b'sugyin, שקוסב שבדיעבד כושר לדעס הריבו ואינוי חילוק עצמי. The Rasha says that according to the Riva, it would not passel bidi'evet if one Kohen wore the hat of the other class of Kohen, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedger, and vice versa. And according to the Riva, it's not a chiluk atzmi. And he writes this on the Kash of Tosfos. And what it says in Yuma, and daf yud beis amud beis, that the big day koyen gadol and Yom Kippur are ksherim lekoyen hediot. Even though by the big day lovin it says mitznefes. So how does that work? That the big day koyen gadol and Yom Kippur are good for a koyen hediot. It says mitznefes. How does the koyen gadol wear a mitznefes? So Tosfos answers, then I know we're talking about other begadim. That the Kohen Gadol's begadim are good for a Kohen Hedger, we're talking about everything besides the hat. Ayin sham b'divrei ha'toses b'yuma b'yud beis omud beis. But the Rashash writes about this, that since even according to the Riva, the mitznefes is kosher for a Kohen Hedyot, therefore, it's not a problem that the Gemara says that big day Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur are kosher for a Kohen Hedyot. Because it's not ma'akev. He doesn't have to, the Kohen Hedger can theoretically wear the hat of the Kohen Gadol, which is a difference in size. So he'd be Yotze. Now, we see from the fact that Tosfos didn't say such a thing, they didn't explain the Gemara that way, that it's not ma'akev for the Kohen Hedger to wear the Kohen Gadol's hat. We see b'das ha-Tosfos, she'lishitas ha-riva, the mitznefes is possible the Kohen Hedger. But Rashash wanted to say, no, it's not a problem. Because look at the Rivan Tosfos. It's just a matter of difference in size. So Mimela, a Kohen Hedyot can wear the begadim of a Kohen Gadol because he can wear a mitznefes. But Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos said, we're talking about the other begadim, but the hat has to be, you have to wear the your proper hat. So you see that if a Kohen Gadol wears the Kohen Hedyot's hat or vice versa, then now you would say it's no good. אבל היין בתוספס ביומה בדף יוד בייז עמוד בייז בדיבור המסחיל אל עליו. הוא אסקס in the Gemara there, that אין בין כהן גדול ביום כיפור ובין כהן הדיוט, אלא אבנית, that's the only difference, the אבנית, that according to the פירוש of the ריבו, there's another נפקמינה, מצנפס, and מגבס. Why don't we have that nafkamina? So Tosfos writes, the kaven the idi v'idi mimin echod af al gav dezu rechova v'zu ktsora loy kochoshiv ule'el nami deporich b'memechanchem oisoi lo'aboy l'shnuye b'mitznefes t'haloy choshiv chinuch kaven d'shoven heim אלא שזו קצורה וזו רחובה. So, Tosis explains that since they're the same men, a mitznefes and a mikbas are the same men, even though this is wider and this is more narrow, this is not considered as a difference between the beged of the Kohen Gadol and a beged of the Kohen Hediot. It's not considered a difference between them because it's just a matter of size. And earlier on, the Gemara asks, how are you mechanech the Kohen Gadol? If you hold that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is equal to the avnet of the Kohen Hedjot, then what's going to be the difference in his begadim? So the answer on Yom Kippur, so how are you mechanech him? How do you inaugurate him? Says Tosfos, lo boi l'shnei mitznefes. We don't answer mitznefes. The haloi choshuv chinuch, because it's not considered a chinuch. It's not, you can't inaugurate with the mitznefes. Why not? Because they're equal. Elish is uktzor zuz, this is bigger, this is smaller, this is a rechava. The Oruch Lener understood the teretz of Tosfos that for the reason that this is narrow and this is wide, therefore, it's not ma'akev. The mehay time is zeh kotzov, zeh rochav, zeh kotzov, zeh rochav. Ain't no ma'akev. So it's not ma'akev, and one can wear the other, and the other can wear the one. A kohen gadol can wear that of a kohen hedyot, and vice versa. That's how the Oruch Laner understood the teretz of Tosfos. That it's not ma'akev, and therefore you can't do chinuch with it. And it's not considered a nafkamina between them. However, that's not mashma in the words of Tosfos, because in the kasha of Tosfos, they were definitely learning that it's pasul and ma'akev. And that's why Tosfos asked, hey, since it's pasul and ma'akev, that's their assumption, then how can we say there's no difference between the begadim of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot? The only difference is the avnet. There's a difference in the mitznefes and mikbas. So it's mashma that it is makiv. They're two completely different things. So that's how they understood it in the kasha. So otherwise it wouldn't be shver, right? If one was kosher, if they were kosher for both, right? If you can wear one for the other, if the Kohen Gadol can wear the hat of the Kohen and vice versa, so Tosfos wouldn't have a kasha. Why we don't say that this is a difference? Because it works for both. And why you don't have a chinuch problem? Because you can't say it works for chinuch, the different hat, because one's yotzei with the other one's hat. So that's why Tosfos is learning in the kasha, that it is pasul, it is ma'akev, and Tosfos doesn't seem to change their mind in the teretz. Why isn't Tosfos saying the teretz? No, ksherim zeh lazeh. So Tosfos remains with their understanding in the kasha that they're pasul zeh lazeh. And that is, like we said earlier, that's their sheet in the sugya. That it's, they said, right, Big Day Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, Akasha the Kohen Edyot. They said, what about Big Day Love? And it says Mitznefes. So you see that it's not kosher for Kohen Hadyot, and Tosfos is talking about Shar Begadim. Shar Begadim. So the Rashash wanted to say, no, one's kosher for the other. But Tosfos doesn't say that. So Tosfos l'shitasam, but they hold that one isn't kosher for the other. You have to wear the right hat. But if that's true, if that's the way Tosfos is learning, then what's Tosfos' teretz? Tosfos' teretz is that idi v'idi min echod. This is rechava, this is ktsava. Ani lo mevin. Eino mevun torut em muvan terutzam. She'im pasul hu, harei bal kolchenu, techashiv beged acher, ha'idei ze sheze recha v'ze katsam. If it's pasul, so it must be that it's considered a different beged, that this is narrower and this is wider. And then the question is reinstated. Why is this not considered a distinction between the two? Why do we say the only distinction between Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hedjot is the Avnet? Mabatom, you also have the Kova. That's a distinction, and it is Ma'akib, it is Pasul. That's the way Tosis is learning in the Kasha. And in the Teretz, they didn't say that it's any different. So it is Pasul, one for the other. So then what's their Teretz that it's Minechav? It's not. Just because one's Rechav and one's Ketzara, it's still not the same, because it's Pasul for the other one. Kohen Gadol can't wear that of a Kohen Hedjot and vice versa. So what's Tosis' Kasha? Zerach of Zekatzer. Sof, it's two different things. By the Avnet, we say that it is a difference. Why is it a difference? Because this is of Kalayim and this is not of Kalayim. So there is a difference between that of a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedjot. See here also, they're both an Avnet, but one's Kalayim, one's not. See here also, it should be mentioned amongst the differences. One's bigger, one's smaller, and they're ma'akev in each other. So Memela, they should be considered the different hats. And also Tosfos says that Kohen Gadol is not Mischanich with the Mitznefes. Why not? So if it's only Kosher but Kohen Gadol. So why isn't it considered proper Chinuch? Why can't he be inaugurated with that? So that's why the Aruch Lener was learning. No. That it's not possible for a Kohen Hedjot, and therefore it can't be used for Chinuch. But we said that's not Mishmaros HaTosis. Mishmaros HaTosis is that it is possible for the Kohen Hedjot to wear Mitznefes. So then what's the Teretz of Tosfos? Tosfos Teretz Mitaretz. No, it's Min Echad. Why is it Min Echad? The different sizes, and one is possible for the other. Kohen Gadol can't wear that of a Kohen Hedjot, and vice versa. So, sweet friends, we have our work cut out for us to try to clarify this sugya. And it's Hashem. In the next shiur, we will see more light. And we will see a mitzvah Hashem. Neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem b'nether. Please stay tuned. It is going to be awesome. And we have some more kashas and then the mahalach and the sugya. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'nether, we'll continue.